Blog Talk Radio.
To know what your portion is. Sickness is not your portion. You can only rebuke it. I don't care what the enemy could say. I don't care what the doctors say. That's not your portion. You don't claim that. You claim what God has for you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. I just thank God for you all. Really happy to have this, my sister. It looks like that's her number there. I'm going to ask her if she'll prepare to pray. I didn't ask her to do this, but I see her on there. I thank God for this and for her, evangelist Sister Roper. Hallelujah. I just thank God for her. Also, my firstborn's daughter, uncle died. His name Larry. Robinson from Akron, Ohio. He's he's from Alabama, and but he used to live in Akron, but he's and he died. But anyway, long story short, my daughter was just keep her lifted up in prayer. I ministered to her this morning. It was just kind of touching because that used to be my favorite brother-in-law too. But she just called, and you know how people call you and crying and all that kind of stuff. That's what she was doing. And so I was just kind of being supportive of her. But, you know, when your child cry, it makes you want to cry. But anyway, I'm going to ask Evangelist Roper if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises will continually and always be in my mouth. Heavenly Father, the most high, true, and living God, we come to you blessing your holy, righteous name. We come magnifying you today, Daddy. We come exalting you on today. We come, Father God, in the name of Jesus, worshiping you. That bow down to you, for it is all about you and not about us. Hallelujah. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for the opportunity. We don't take it lightly any time that we can say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Bless your holy, righteous name. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. It is you. All about you, Father God. We love you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare flesh to die and your spirit to be alive and lifted up in us, Father, that you and your law will be glorified. We bless you on today. We bless your people today. Father God, we just extend, Father God, your love. We pour your love out on your people today. We say, Father, in the name of Jesus, have thine way. We increase, hallelujah. Father God, we're lifting up this morning the bereaved family. We're lifting up the sick on today. Father God, your word says the sick say they heal. He didn't say they heal. He just say you heal. He said let the weak say they strong.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
God, say it. Just say it. That's what the word say. Get they strong. Let the poor say the rich. Don't be checking and say, oh, I don't know. He said, just say it. Because your words are spirit and they are life. Yeah, whatever you put out of your lips, that's what you shall have. Father God, we lift you up. We bless you. We honor you. Father God, we lift up the Belize family, and we ask you, Father, that your word says, Father, in 2 Corinthians, that you're the God of all comfort. That you will comfort your family, Father God. Even as you comfort them, you expect us to comfort one another. Lord, hallelujah. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that the word will go forth and it will fall on good ground. That, Lord God, none of your words will fall by the wayside, but it will fall on good ground and it will grow and produce much fruit in the name of Jesus. Well, we say, we love you. We say, have thy way today. Lord, let all us be silent while you speak. Let us, Father God, hear your word and not just be a hearer only, but a doer as well. Lord, we just love you. We bless you. Ain't no shame in our game. We just wild about you, Father God. We're wild about you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. You are King of Kings and the Lord of our Lord. We bless you on today. We say have thy way on today, Father. And let it grow. Father, let it bring fruit. We just ask all of this in your precious son, Jesus' name. This is my prayer. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Roper. That's your sound. Hallelujah. Mm. I thank God for you. Thank you for that profound prayer.
Yeah.
I needed that. I don't know about nobody else, but I personally needed it. I personally needed that, and thank you so much.
Praise God.
I'm kind of feel, normally I don't get this way, but I'm kind of feel, I guess because, you know, when your children are touched, sometimes that can really affect you, man. It can affect your spirit because it hurts, man. When you can't be there to put your arms around them, when you can't be there to lift them up. Yeah. So y'all pray my strength as well. Maybe that's why God had us talking about developing patience. Sometimes you just got to let patience have her perfect work. Patience got to do its thing. A lot of times we wonder why things ain't working out like we plan them to do and plan them to be. And God said, let patience work. Patience working for you. He working it all together for your good. You ain't ready for that financial blessing yet. You don't even know what you're going to do with it yet. You don't have no plans for it. You ain't ready for a husband. You ain't ready for a wife. Because you ain't ready. Where I said, treat her like Christ treated the church. Love her. Like Christ loved the church. You see, sometimes, brother and sister, let me tell you what right now. Patience.
Hallelujah.
Virtue. But anyway, hallelujah. We stopped off yesterday. We was talking about developing patience. I guess we'll start back with Romans 5 and 3. I'm going to start there with Romans 5 and 3. Hallelujah. And did anyone like to have any comments today? We want to do that. And I'm going to announce this again. I'm not sure. I'm waiting on a couple of people I need to talk to, but we're going to have a whole week of just praising God for all of his goodness, and I'm going to call it testimonial week. I don't know what God going to call it, but I just know, God, there's so many people that got some real moving stories, and if you listen to them, it's going to change, and I'm going to let you all know so we'll have plenty of time to invite some people. Especially some people that you know that need to be touched, and they just maybe they don't need to hear a lot of scripture at first. They just need to hear what God did for somebody. Cause we got my niece Miracle. We got Evangelist Renee. I mean, it is so. We got Evangelist Belinda Anderson. I mean, I'm talking about miracles, brothers and sisters. I mean, that people need to hear this stuff. So we're going to let you know. We just want you to know that we're still doing it. I announced it yesterday. And the strangest thing is I was talking to my sister, and she was telling me where she attend over there. They did that on a Friday. And so I just felt that was a blessing of God to get that confirmation that, yeah, go forward with it and let the people hear what I've done for my people. And then maybe by that, people will get into their word and become doers of the word and not hearers only. They'll really acknowledge my word as me. And I know some people are going to be blessed from this. But anyway, in Romans 5, verses 3, and we're talking about developing patience. And we got that from, we'll just go with this right for right now. Developing patience. Romans 5 and 3 reads like this: and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
Amen. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you, Pastor, for that song. And thank you, Evangelist Roper, for that powerful prayer. And I stand in agreement with that prayer as well. Romans 5 and verse 3 from the Message Bible. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how trouble can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered skill of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So what Paul is saying here, that we're to stand in that, and I want to say our place of the highest privilege you could ever stand is in God's grace. When God's grace is working in your life, God is showing the world, he letting Satan know, and he putting everybody else on notice that my grace is sufficient. No matter what you do. See? Mm-hmm. So when you're standing in grace, believe it or not, you're glorifying God. When you're depending on God's grace and he letting the world see. Because see, you ain't always been where you're at now.
Come on.
You ain't
now,
always had what you have now.
Come on.
That was grace that brought you.
Amen.
And when you start testifying to that and letting the world know
what
you've been through, your tribulation, you've been through some things. You don't look nothing like what you've been through.
All right. Say it. Amen.
I know life is good for some of you right now, and you're smiling. You got cars and houses. But they don't know how you got there. They may know you wrong, but really don't know your story.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah.
They went this and they heard this preacher and all that. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you. You're not ashamed of it. But when you've been through some things and you know God brought you on the other end.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You got some experience now.
Yeah, say that. Say that.
You got hope now. You know where you came from.
Hallelujah.
And because of what you've been through, that tells you that God is a doctor that never lost a patient.
Because
your experience, you can go tell somebody, he's a lawyer.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Because of your experience, eh?
Thank you.
So that hope make you not ashamed.
Yeah.
You know it was the love of God. You know it was God's grace. You know how you got there. Everybody else is bragging about what school they attended and what university is, how many degrees. See, you got some neology. You got more neology than they got theology. You got something to tell somebody. And then you go to a verse like this, and you tell people you know where your strength is at.
Hallelujah.
And some of y'all don't know this, but there's some folks that hadn't forgot something you did. They ain't forgot it, but God did. Yeah. They don't always see you in that light, but God doesn't see you in that light.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Lord.
You're not ashamed. You're not ashamed of this thing.
Come on.
Thank you.
Through all of that, you've learned to wait on God.
Yeah.
You learned to be patient.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
That's why you can glory in tribulation. See, a lot of people say, well, how can you glory in tribulation? When you've been through it, When you know it was God and not the doctor.
Say that.
Preaching. Preach.
You, glory.
Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Lord.
When they left you for dead. Times you wanted somebody to just say something kind to you. And then you listen to God's voice. You can glory when you're going through it. You can glory when ain't nobody there for you. Because you know who your helper is.
Because
you know that tribulation worketh patience.
Come on.
No.
Hallelujah.
You're not ashamed of this thing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
One of the things we have been talking about is over there in 2 Peter 1:6. So we'll go back there, 2 Peter 1:6. That, listen, brothers and sisters, God been too good for you to keep your mouth shut. You had to learn it. You had to learn what it means to depend on him.
Okay.
Ain't no shame in your game.
Come on.
Amen, amen.
Now, when God played a part in it, you ready to tell everybody, shut up. Let me tell you about my God. He's not the God of this world.
Amen. Amen.
2 Peter 1:6.
Hallelujah.
And to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been giving. Complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendly, Lord have mercy, I bind the devil up right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, we're binding that up. We got to go.
You know, Amen. By the blood of Jesus, yes, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me start over. Don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given. Complementing your faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing the others. Amen. Hallelujah.
And that's what we're doing. We're developing the God kind of patience. That's what we're doing. We're developing this. And you do it through going through some things. You never get developed if you don't go through some things. You have to. Development requires you to go through some things.
Yes.
You will be tested.
Yes.
You will be tried. And God wants us to come forth as pure gold, and it's going to happen.
Amen.
I want you to know, brother, you got to add. See, as you begin to add and do your multiplication and do your adding, at the end of the day, it's going to equal grace. Because God's going to give you more patience. He's going to give you more. We're not going to talk about it today. Maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow. But we're going to talk about adding to what you already got. Adding to the faith that you already got. Once you understand what faith is, why people don't understand what faith is. Jesus Christ is the author of that.
Yes, he is.
And he's the finisher. So if he's the author and finisher of our faith, understand what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. So what is your substance? Your substance is the word of God. That's what your substance is. How you know that? Because Jesus Christ is the author of it. He's the substance. That's your the word of God. You want more of it? Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So all you're doing is getting more Jesus, more Christ. The more you hear the word, the more Christ you put up in you.
Yes.
The more you let him live up in you. So you don't have to lack anything, especially when it comes to faith.
Say that. Say that.
You got to embrace it.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Faith should become as natural to you as you having a meal. Faith should be as natural to you. But now, let me tell you, it takes patience to get there. You ain't going to be there overnight. You wait on the Lord. You've been through enough. You already know how it works. You know how this works. You've seen this movie before. You see, this ain't nothing new to you. You got the knowledge. You watch God heal folks for you. You watch God deliver you out of situations. You watch God pay bills for you.
Amen.
You
see
God get folks out of jail. Ain't nothing new to you. Just got to wait on
it. Come on. Come on.
Wait. Be patient.
Amen.
And then learn to exalt your patience. Learn to exalt that. Hey, man, you know what? The Lord did this for me before. Hey, I want you to know, sister. I want you to know, brother. God's going to do it for you. Just wait on it. You done told him? Leave it alone. Just go every now and then to bother you. Say, Lord, I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the deliverance. Don't make me preach up in here. Because I'll grab somebody like Sister Evangelist Renee, and she'll tell you. And everybody else are talking about cut the foot off. Doctor said, cut it off. But that boy said, no, I gotta wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
I dare you to wait through tribulations. What's going to happen at the end? Now the girl foot don't even look like it was to the white meat.
Amen.
That's her story. I'm going to let her tell that one on that day. But anyway, temperance to patience, brothers and sisters. Believe me. I'm going to leave it right there. We're going to open it up for a few minutes for anyone have anything to say. You got to go for it right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Pastor, I tell you, this lesson is just, you know, one that we should just treasure. And when you were saying about faith, in Hebrews 11:6, it says it is impossible to please him without it.
Say it now.
So we got to have that. Amen. And as you also sharing with us, he is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. And let us hold on to that. And let patience have her perfect work. Let her do her thing. Amen. Don't rush it. Man.
Yes, Lord.
Don't get me started, Pastor. I don't know why you read that, but I'm gonna tell y'all what the revelation of that is. This: without Jesus, you can't please God. Stop trying.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Without faith, yes, Lord. Without grace, you won't please God. I'm care how many times you attend a church. I don't care how much money you give it. I don't care how many times you fast. That stuff ain't pleasing God. What pleases God is his word. And his word made flesh and dwelled among us. His word is great. That's what pleases him.
Yes.
So when people come to you with all this other stuff, let them know that what pleases God is you operating in Christ. That what you're doing is in Christ. That's what faith is. That's Christ is faith.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
No reason the psalmist declare, I wait for the Lord.
Yeah.
My soul doeth wait.
Yeah.
And in his word do I hope. Woo!
Oh,
I know what's in the word. I can hope now. I got some hope now because I'm in the word of God. And heaven and earth will pass away before Christ will. Heaven and earth will pass away before the word. Just make it real plain.
Come on.
Go ahead, Pastor. Y'all want to mess with me today? Today is not the day.
Let God have his way. Let him have his way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let him have his way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. And you know, I have to go back to that song. That's our portion. Faith is our portion. Amen. That's that good news that young lady is singing about. We had good health. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have a peace of mind. Hallelujah. That's our portion. That good news that she was singing about. So when we study in this word and our pastor is teaching this word, that's good news. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm just full, Pastor. I'm just full. Praise God.
Thank you. Anyone else have anything you'd like to share about the lesson or whatever God could be your spirit?
Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I just want to add just a drop. Hallelujah. In that Hebrew 11 that my sister's talking about, the Lord showed me that Hebrew 11, 6, he's a rewarder. So I've adopted that. I've got that rewarding kind of faith. Amen. That's all I want to say about it. That rewarding kind of faith. Amen. Because if we said that He said, if we believe in his word, and without this faith, it is impossible. But then he said, but he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. That's a different kind of thing. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
I know where y'all want to go there.
I'm just going to read it out of the Message Bible, Pastor. Praise God. It's in from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I want to just say this, too, and I thank Evangelist Roper for bringing that up. Listen, brother and sister, it's all predicated on you diligently seeking him. You don't just go and pray. You got to go through some things.
All right.
You got to deny some things. The reward you're going to get is eternal life.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And it comes after you have patiently. After you have patiently went through something.
Patiently, yeah.
Because see, that's what gave you that hope that you know this stuff works. And I ain't talking about houses. See, a lot of people stay focused on this stuff on the earth. I'm talking about our eternal life.
Yeah.
That's what you got hope in now. It's going to be all right now. I know I'm going to get my reward.
Hallelujah.
I heard Paul said one day that in the word, to live is Christ
Oh, yeah.
Get my reward. That's what I'm going to get. I'm getting out. I'm going to hold on. I pray you hold on.
Yes.
It's
don't
right
give up.
There. God wants you to know you're going to get your reward because God can't lie, people.
No,
that's right.
Mm-mm.
But you got to continue diligently seek him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Always look. And this word seek, it doesn't mean just to look. It means to unfold some things, turn some things
that's
over.
Right.
Like the woman who had lost
it.
Her corn. Mm-hmm. I mean, how she was seeking.
Mm-hmm.
She was asking the other people, had you seen that stuff? I mean, you got to come.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go back to the same room. You know you left that glasses somewhere, but when you really seek it, you're going right back in. It don't bother you to go back in because you're seeking. Now you're
that's
trying
right.
to find something that belongs to you.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Hallelujah.
You have to know reward, man.
Amen.
Because you know he is a rewarder. He pays his bills. Don't hear me talking about the promises of God. God pays his bills.
Mm-hmm.
He got good credit. He got good credibility. He pays his bills.
Oh, yeah.
Galatians 6:7 said, don't you be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man so, I said, I'm going to make sure you get paid for it. Good or bad.
Come on.
Yes,
anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else want to jump in there? Get it while it's hot. It's hot right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how they used to get healed. I mean, when the angels troubled the water and they slept in there, you know.
Amen.
Hey, no, my leg ain't working. Jesus, can you help me get up in here? I got to get up in here while the water's being troubled. I want to tell you, the water's being troubled. You can get a blessing right now.
Ooh,
but just,
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Rupa got us started out with prayer. She just brought fire.
Amen.
Iron sharpened iron. Don't come up in here weak. When you come up in here strong, you better look for something. I'm going to tell you, she came up in here right. You put
God before
everything.
Yeah.
So when you come up in, you
got
to come right.
That's right.
And make it plain. Make it plain.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for all of you.
Thank you.
No one else. Hey, we'll see you all tomorrow for what? Thankful Thursday.